This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, yesterday was a good session for the markets. We did see follow-on buying. The markets did close at three-week highs. It seems as though the markets are focusing on positives such as the possibility of the Fed holding off further rate hikes amidst geopolitical tensions. Now, Indian equities seem to be aided particularly by CLSA upgrading India to overweight, record funds of over 16,400 crores for SIPs in the month of September, and the intensity of FII selling reducing. For example, the FII's net sold around 422 odd crores in the cash market in yesterday's trading session. DII's net bought around 1,032 crores. In terms of the global markets, Brent crude has softened a little bit, so it's coming at around $85 per barrel after Saudi's pledge to stabilize the markets. We have US markets which closed higher, Asia which was largely higher at this point in time, and the GIFT Nifty which is indicating an implied start marginally in the red for the Indian markets, largely flat. In terms of cues, TCS's numbers were disappointing, so the street will watch out for that. Infosys HCL Tech will be reporting numbers today, so we could see some amount of sentiment negative on that. HDFC AMC will also be reporting numbers today. Separately, in terms of macros, we have the India CPI numbers for September, which is estimated to soften to around 5.5% versus 6.83% on a month-on-month basis. August IIP is expected to come in better at 9.5% versus 5.7% month-on-month. Globally, the big data point to watch out for would be the US CPI data. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.